Well, welcome everyone. This is Lorraine Perry here from Relaunch Your Life and the Baby Boomer Business Owners Facebook group. And this morning I have with me Katrina Arsman. Katrina used to have a business, a very successful business, which she sold and then reinvented herself after the age of 50 into a completely different business. And today she's going to share with us some of the things that she did and learned along the way and what she's doing today to create another successful business. Like, it's one thing having one successful business, but now she's going to have her second successful business, and this is after the age of 50, so it's never too late to reinvent yourself. So good morning, Katrina.
Hi, Lorraine, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you. So Katrina, what business did you have before?
I had a bookkeeping business in Melbourne, suburbs mm-hmm. and suburbs. And it was a business where I had employed up to 8 staff at one stage, but when I actually ended up selling it in March this year, I had 4 staff. I had over 150 clients, and we were very busy. And I decided after 15 years that I had pretty much had enough. I wanted to do something different. So I started that process over the past, 6 months before I sold it. I started thinking through that process. So, but it really started probably 5 years earlier when I engaged a mentor, and I wanted to know where I was going to take the business. I had an opportunity. I had, a small bookkeeping business at that stage, so I had the opportunity to think about and do some planning for the next 5 years of what exactly I wanted to do. So seeing a mentor made it very clear of, what I wanted out of the business, what I wanted for myself, and I was, told to put in a plan in place of, how many years will I want those things to happen. So I had put a 5-year plan in place that I'd have the business to a certain level, and I'd be earning a certain amount of money, and I'd be doing so many hours a week. So once I achieved that 5 years later, I then had to decide, well, where else? What was the next stage for me? Was I going to continue to grow that? And, originally 5 years ago, it was just myself and another staff member. So I had an action plan to gain extra clients, put on more staff, and just continue to evolve and grow that business, add extra services in there, and it was very successful. So
you actually decided to sell it. You just had enough after those period of years in business?
Yeah, that's right. It was like, it was 5 years was up, so let's have a think about what I want to do. And I thought, well, I really don't... I can't see where I want to take the business further. I don't have the energy to continue growing the business. I didn't want to lose the value of the business, so I thought the ideal thing to do was to sell it. So that's what I did. I thought about it for a few months.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you might raise there about, a bit tired, worn out over it, and then, deciding to sell it. And it's good that you're in a position that you actually recognise that and then got proactive. A lot of business owners that I work with, they're tired, worn out and over it, but they just don't have the energy to make a decision. This is when I first worked with them, of course. Wouldn't want to stay like that for too long. They're tired, worn out and over it, but they're not in any position mentally or physically half the time to make big decisions like sell their business or get ready for retirement, because it's just everything's just too hard right then and there.
Yeah, well, that's right, and it was difficult. I was going to put on another mentor to see where I could grow the business and what to do, but I think it was a gut feeling by then that I was ready to leave it. I didn't have the same motivation, the same energy levels, the same clarity of where the direction, of where the business was going to go. So, the frustration and the lack of motivation in working out where to put the business, that I decided, well, that must be it. That's my gut feeling, is that's it. It must be time to move on and do something else.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Yeah. So So it's interesting, and you had a mentor too, and I think it's really important to have mentors and coaches to see what you can't see and help guide you along the way. It really keeps you focused and on track, doesn't it?
Yeah, I totally believe in mentors, and I also think that it's a good idea to have a few mentors over your period of your business or life. Because you have mentors for different stages of your business or, you know, where you are up to. And you can outgrow perhaps a mentor and then just get different ideas and perspectives from other people. They bring different, you know, experiences or different ways of thinking or, you know, challenges to you. So I think it's a good idea to have a different mentors throughout your process.
Yeah, and also you may have a couple of different ones at the same time because one may specialise in one key area and one in another because one person does not have all the answers to all your perceived problems.
That's right, and you get what you get from a mentor, and then you have another issue or set of things that you want to work out, so you see another one. So
it's really interesting because then you sold your business and then you went and you created this new business, Bookkeepers HQ.
Well, that's right. So when I was in the business, I thought, well, when I sell, what am I going to do? I didn't want to do bookkeeping anymore, and with the contract, I wasn't allowed. So I could do some consulting, help people set up businesses and things. But I also love the bookkeeping industry, and I had a lot of network with bookkeepers. I know a lot of bookkeepers that struggle in their business, that they're just working in their business so much rather than on it. So an idea developed that I could assist other bookkeepers grow their business because I've, done it all, done it the hard way, created systems myself, made some mistakes, had a great success. The selling of the business was a great success. I sold it to some excellent new owners. They took over the staff, the office, etc.
Excuse me, Katrina, did you find them yourself, did you say?
No, I got a business broker.
You did, yeah. Smart way to do things. Yeah, people.
Yeah, you need to outsource.
Yeah.
You need to find people that are experts in those things, and, you just couldn't possibly continue running the business and find somebody to sell it at the same time.
Yeah, it's fascinating, though, what people do, don't they? Like, no experience whatsoever, and they try and find someone, or they'll go to their accountant, who's not a business broker at all, and they don't have all the answers that you need, and you've got to find the right people for the right tasks.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So I'd prefer to, outsource it and pay them a commission, whatever was needed for them to find the right people, and so I found an excellent broker, so I was really pleased with the whole process.
Right. How long did it take, by the way, once you sort of made the decision you're ready to roll?
About 3 months by the time of settlement.
Well, 3 months from the time that you decided, business, I'm ready to sell this business, you found the broker, it took 3 months?
It probably took me a month. I found the broker, it took me a month to get my paperwork, he had me doing a whole lot of profiling information documents, so it probably took me a month to get all that stuff and then put it on the market. I did actually have an offer the first day, which we went through and we ended up rejecting it. It wasn't suitable. It wasn't the right buyer.
Yes.
So it was another 6 weeks before I had another offer, and then another 6 weeks for settlement.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's quite a short turnaround time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and you can't do that yourself. You need a broker that has the contacts.
Yeah, fantastic. So your new business now, which is Bookkeepers HQ, so that's mentoring other bookkeepers. So
it's a
targeted
business,
industry, and they're particularly, they're not just any, you're very specific. Like the bookkeepers have at least 5 staff, was it?
No, just getting into having a staff member, that they actually do want to build their business. So they may not even have a staff member, but they know they want to. So they need to create the infrastructure of their systems and their business before they can actually grow. And then once they've got a few staff, they need to move their work into, over to the staff, the other staff, so that they can work on their business. So you know, I just help them organise their systems and understanding what they need to do to delegate the work, you know, look at their pricing, look at their marketing, their HR, all their templates, you know, administration within their business. And then a couple of other critical things are the keeping profit while you're growing and making sure your staff are also profitable. So they're things that really blow out. The costs can blow out if you are not in tune with what's going on. So you can become really inefficient when you grow.
Yeah, so, and that's applicable to any business.
It is, yeah, correct. Yeah, yep, but I'm targeting, you know, bookkeepers because that's just how I roll. I know exactly what they need.
What would you say in summary? So now you're on fire again because you're creating this, you know, new venture. Mm. So if you were to share your, say, top five tips about, first of all, selling a business, and you look back in hindsight, what are sort of the key things that you would say to someone, advise them? If you're going to sell a business, what are the key things that you would say? 3 to 5 things.
Well, number one would be recognise when you need to get out.
Yes.
And even before that, plan an exit strategy. Know when you are going to get out. Know when what it looks like, what it feels like, so that when you do come to that stage of lack of motivation and lack of energy and lack of direction, that's probably the time that it's time to move on.
Yes.
So that would be, you know, one of them. Find a business broker. But even before, or, you know, while you're doing that, you need to get your systems in place. So you need to create a saleable business. So you need not to be the person that's that somebody's buying just you. You need they need to be buying a business that can run without you. So you need that autonomy within your business. So you need to create those systems so that somebody else can step in as head honcho and run that business without you there.
Mm.
So there's, you know, a few things in planning before you get to the stage of selling the business and you find your broker and, it's all about gut instinct, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah, so, and that's interesting that you keep pointing about recognising when you're sort of over it, because I've been there. I was over it for months before I was really over it, but I just didn't... Yeah, I just didn't sort of find the right sort of help at the time. It's going back a few years now, the right help at the time. And that's so important. And you see there, plan an exit strategy, look at your direction. And if you've got if you don't even have the exit strategy, you've got to go get the help to do that. Like you said, you had a mentor and everything. They actually help plan with things as well. And to create a saleable business that can't rely on you, you've got to have systems in place. Yeah, and was it scary thinking about having to reinvent yourself at this age?
I don't think it was overly scary.
Yeah.
Once I knew that I was out of the business, like emotionally and you know, mentally, then I started to think about what my afterlife was and the possibilities that were there and the opportunities, and it was quite exciting. Of, you know, what the, you know, what I could then do and what the opportunities were. So I just looked to what I was good at, what could I offer, who could I offer it to, and that's where the idea of helping other bookkeepers grew because, you know, I had done exactly what they are doing, so I have a lot to offer.
Yes.
With my experiences and, you know, successes. And that there weren't many people that had done this, what I've done. So I felt quite privileged to be able to do that now.
And well done. And that's exactly right. You can relate to those people because you've been there too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you
that's
know, find
awesome.
That common, common ground, yeah.
Yeah. So if we have anyone on the call today or they know of any bookkeepers that are looking to to take it to the next level, how do they get in contact with you?
Yeah, my email address is info@bookkeepershq.com.au.
So info at bookkeepershq.com.au, yep.
Yeah. Yep. And my mobile?
Yep.
0414.
0414.
823-862.
823-862.
Yeah.
That's great, Katrina. Thanks for that. That has been a very enlightening call today, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would have got a heap out of it, particularly if they're looking at, you know, selling their business or recognise that they're on the downhill slide and they need to do something right now to move forward. Thank you so much. And this is Lorraine Pirahi from Relaunch Your Life. And if you need to make any contact with me, I can be contacted at lorraine@relaunchyourlife.com.au, or you can join our Baby Boomer Business Owners Facebook group. Thank you once again, and thank you, Katrina, for being on the call.
Great. Thanks very much, Lorraine.